Amazing, is it not, that our Lord, the Savior of the world, and the Son of the living God, was born in a Bethlehem stable without even a crib for his bed. Born was our Lord, so lowly among cattle.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, but the little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay.
There he lay in swaddling clothes, the hope of the world, in Bethlehem of Judea.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy bright streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in him tonight.
There were signs and stars and shepherds and singing, all pointing to this babe, the Son of the living God. That birth unleashed the power and the love which changed the world then and does so even today.
While shepherds watched their flock at night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came round, and glory shone all around. So much glory shone around.
The stars above announced his birth, and one very special celestial body stood watch in a bright and wondrous way over the place where Jesus lay.
O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us with thy holy light.
I shall never forget the several times I visited that very special Bethlehem of Judea and descended the steps of the Church of the Nativity to the place, the very place, so they say, the babe of Bethlehem was born. An unbelievable experience. And there the Virgin gave birth. How precious that day and night were.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Round yon Virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep, dear Lord, in heavenly peace.
It was the love of God come down to mankind as the Christ of glory was born among us. The world would never, never be the same.
Love came down at Christmas. Love so amazing. Love so divine. Love came down at Christmas. Love so amazing. Love so divine.
I personally had the God-given privilege to walk where he walked many times. What a blessing. One could feel his presence, his power, his peace, his mission. From Bethlehem to Gethsemane to Calvary, his loving life and mission were so special.
I walked today where Jesus walked in days of long ago. I wandered down each path he knew, those little lanes they have not changed. The same sweet peace fills the air. I even held him close to me, close to me.
The angels played a special part in his birth, announcing and praising, rich with joy at this marvelous occasion. God sent them this message.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
The glory of our Lord shone so brightly the night of his birth. The heavenly host was everywhere, everywhere. It was a night never to be forgotten then and through the ages, never. It was a special holy night.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the angel voices. O night divine, O holy night.
So, my fellow Christians, celebrate, joyously celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and never forget the precious message and the meaning of his birth.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, joy to the world. Sing, oh, sing this blessed morn, Jesus Christ, today is born. Unto us a son is given. God came down from heaven. Sing, oh sing, this blessed morn. Jesus Christ today is born.
The coming of the Christ is an event which cannot be contained, but must be shared, joyfully shared. The meaning of his birth must be told everywhere, the world over, so that the hearts of mankind can share the glory and the love of that birth. Even as the angels told the story to the shepherds, the good tidings of great joy for all people, the whole world, so should we. So should we tell the glad tidings everywhere, everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
And so we say at Christmas and all times, and with the angels, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent is born and reigneth, as the marvelous Messiah music tells us. And he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. And so we say with the angels of old, glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward all mankind. Peace, real peace in this world, can only come from the peace of Jesus Christ. There can only be goodwill, real goodwill, lasting goodwill, with the love and the power of Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem. So, my fellow Christians, spread his glad tidings, spread the message far and wide. Go tell it on the mountains and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and I personally wish you and those you love a very blessed and joyful Christmas and a very happy and a prosperous New Year.